It's recording.
Yep.
So, Ian, this Pluto app you got me on, that is the stuff.
Oh, Pluto TV?
Man, I have watched so many old Doctor Who's, and oh, it's been glorious.
Oh, good. I'm glad it worked out. My father-in-law is the biggest advocate for Pluto TV.
Yeah, I mean, it's got La Lucha Libre, it's got Doctor Who, like, it is just like, this is the greatest app channel ever made.
Did you find that show where you watch people sit around a table and play D&D?
I did not.
Hmm.
Do you know what it's called?
I'll ask my father-in-law, he'll know. That's okay. Something he would enjoy. Well, good, I'm glad that worked out as well as it did.
Megan, we can pick up some tips on how to make your people at your table actually do a fight relatively quickly and be ready when it's their turn.
Nope, door.
It's probably true.
Door is one thing, but if you're at a situation where you need to make a decision, okay, you can take your time. When it's your turn in combat, come on.
All right, rock this town, Craig.
So I'm waiting for it to turn 9 o'clock. I don't want to short anybody who's coming in before 9 o'clock.
Wow, I was dillying and dallying, and I'm still ahead of the game.
It's only the Ocho 59.
Okay, that's fair.
Hey, everybody's here that really matters. Squid joined.
Squid!
Oh, yeah!
He's back.
I have to make fun of him some more this week to chase him away.
I don't really feel like we, you know, just a little.
Do you remember, who was the, what was his name? Jackie something, an old Jewish comedian, had a TV show.
Yeah.
Yes, Jackie Mason, thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, that's who I hear in my head when Squid comes out.
Really?
Yeah. I was going down to get a coffee and I ran into the Squid.
So in your mind, Squid is like toned down Zoidberg?
Kinda, yeah. Why not Zoidberg? I don't remember what his TV show used to be called, but it was really good.
It was probably called the Jackie Mason Show.
I thought it had an actual name, but maybe it didn't. It had some actress in it, you know, that she was a name that people should recognize.
Okay.
This must have been, you know, 1980-something-something. Because, I don't know, he's probably been dead 30 years, right? Yeah. Although he's on there with Conan, so Conan's, I guess, not. Conan's not been on TV that long.
I think he has.
No.
Maybe 25?
No.
Yeah, 25 sounds plausible.
Really? Is he much older than I think he is? Apparently Jackie Mason's even still living, so could have been last week, I don't know. Man, here I thought he was dead. That dude was popular like ages ago. From Sheboygan. I walked out of Sheboygan. I've read it to a Squid.
Conan O'Brien has been on television for 32 years.
Ooh.
What? Okay. Does that include like writing for The Simpsons? Like, can't be. His show can't be on TV for 32 years.
Yeah. Do you know who else has been on? Like, when you find out how long Jimmy Kimmel has been on, it will blow your mind. Because I feel like Jimmy Kimmel started doing his show like a month ago. And it's probably been close to 20 years.
1993? Holy Jeebus. That's not 32 years.
He started on Saturday Night Live in 1987.
Oh, that doesn't count. I'm talking about his show.
Yeah,
since 93. That's still way longer than I expected.
Yeah.
It's much closer to Ian's 25 years, and man, that's a long time for Conan.
Ooh, not necessarily the news.
I remember that show. Yeah. Man, who knew? That guy's getting old.
Yeah. All right, I feel like you could probably start the show now.
All right, now we can get... Now that we've got the Jackie Mason business out of the way.
Right.
All right, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 197th big installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got Sneaky Beat 15. We got Kevin. I'm totally screwed up.
Hey, welcome to the Puzzle Warriors 3. My name is Kruden, and I got a...
Raven! Oh, that monkey's going to pay. Hi, Ray!
Hello. Professor Frank, Professor Frank
will make you laugh and make you think.
He'll do the thing with the person. Oh, that monkey's going to pay. All right, this is the week of June 19th to the 26th of the 2019s. In your Deadpool dailies, today, Yellow Colossus. Tomorrow, Red Scott. Friday, Yellow Hood. Saturday, Blue Doc Ock. Sunday, Red Thor. Monday, Red Carol. Tuesday, Red Battery. And Wednesday is a Green Fist. Over in your five-day, four-star coverage! Of the Titans. Last we checked in, the 12th was the big pun. Ian, did you give that a go?
That sounds like something I did. I was probably successful. Remind me who he fought. Okay. I really feel like I was a winner. I had to use some boosts and give him some ISO, but...
He fought Carol.
Oh, right. He was, and I was super salty about that because every time I would try to make
thing.
A... Yeah, like a black match, I'd be like, oh, I'm struggling here. Oh, good. Not only did me making a black match give her two black and give me 800 damage, but now I can do a pittance of damage with my low level of punish. So, yeah, I squeezed that out eventually. I was like, and I won. It took me many tries.
You squeezed out a big pun?
I did. Huge.
On the 17th was this guy with a sword. How'd that go for you?
Oh, my goodness. It went great. Once that red gets rolling,
yeah,
he overtakes Medusa pretty quickly.
See, it was weird. I had a board with, like, no red.
Yeah,
I ended up
too.
Using, getting lots and lots of, is it green? And I just bit her to death.
Okay.
Like, I was just like, yum, 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 and it was over.
Yeah, the red was what did it for me. You imagine enough red and he starts doing an auto attack every round. It took two rounds.
Yep.
Yeah, he's always much better than I remember.
Way better.
Yep, and coming up number next is Get in the Cage. That should be a good one. What you got for your cage? Where's the graphic here?
Oh, I think I finally made it to champion level.
Holy smokes, you're going to be a winner.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where, if he's
you can
specced
dish
appropriately.
Out some fiddle faddle and...
Yeah. Defending and hiring heroes.
You've got a whole lot of fiddle faddle ready to go there.
I do.
You got five points of fiddle faddle.
Is that the way that it came out? I have not, like I said, I have not made him appropriate, but hopefully.
Samurai was making fun of us earlier because we have three completely different specs and none of them were correct.
Hey, 59 other people agree with my build.
A lot of people were saying that my build was the exception, so.
I think
seven Helens agree.
mine couldn't have been better. Come on, me. All right. I'll respect him before the end of the day.
No, you're going to want that fiddle faddle.
I will, I'm sure. I just, wait, why is he battling a Gamorrean guard? That's amazing.
Well, I'm assuming Luke is fighting Gamora.
Oh, I get it now.
I'm just guessing from that graphic. That's what's going on.
That's Luke Skywalker versus the Gamorrean
guard.
Yeah.
I get it.
What
it's
really upsets me is how buff that Luke figure is. Look at the chest on that guy.
He's super jacked.
He is ripped. And what does he hold in his right hand? It's like a weird spiky whip thing. Like, what is that?
Well, yeah, he lost his right hand, so you can do all sorts of cybernetics now.
He doesn't do that.
Well, this one
he's
does.
He's also not that jacked, but who cares?
And he's got a blue lightsaber in his left hand. I mean, this is just all sorts of wrong. That action figure really makes me upset.
He had a blue lightsaber, didn't he?
His original lightsaber, yeah.
The one,
then he made one that
the
was
one,
green.
The one that Obi-Wan held on to and
but he
passed
makes his
on
own.
To him. Yeah, but not until 3.
Well, that's when he's fighting the dude. Right?
The Gamorrean guard, but this is not that scene. He's wearing his Tatooine robes.
Yeah, he's got the light, airy, white robe from Tatooine.
Yeah, but
so.
What is that thing in his right hand? Does that help him evaporate moisture?
Yes!
I mean, what is that?
It is. It's some sort of moisture evaporation tool.
All right.
It's those power converters he needed from Tashi Station.
Hey, look, you can waste time with your friends another time. So one of the guys I go to the movies with always busts out, like, random t-shirts when we go to the movies. So last week he had on a shirt that was support your local family farmers, and it was the picture of the Uncle Owen's farm with the moisture evaporators in the back. It was great.
Can I also say that I really enjoy the crash graphic on the infographic? The Chernobyl pic.
Chernobyl picture? Yeah.
Yeah.
With the backwards letters?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's art. I like it.
Better than Monet. All right. In your story land, you got Meat Rock and Groots going now. That'll get you 3 Punishers, a Battery Man costume, magic, and 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Ronin. You're going to need that. And 51 to 400 gets you some Falcon. That's going to be followed up by Infinite Pursuit. Get you 3 Falcon, a Ronin. Hey, you're going to need that. 30 CP. And top 200 folks get this Black Cat chick who is a cat burglar and apparently sometimes powers. Got powers that makes
lucky.
Her do luck
Flipping.
Stuff. Yeah. Shield training. Hey, you're going to need that Ronin that nobody has. So good luck with that.
No way. They're giving out Ronins like you know,
I think they're giving you like 11 of them. However many you need. Over in the Soul Season, Scrapper 142 is running now. That'll get you Squirrel Girl, a Valkyrie, the CP. Top 10 folks is X-Force Deadpool. And 11 to 50 is the Hood. All right. Moving on to the news. Let's talk about this. What's her name? Felicity something?
Felicia?
Hardy?
Well, Felicia, that's it. Felicity's the chick from Arrow. Felicity Smoke.
Yes.
Yes, this is not her.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. So this is a purple, black, and
Ray
green.
Ray with a semi-topical reference. What's that all about? Where did you come from? You can find this Ray on Twitter.
Four-star, purple, black, and green. 7 purple. Better luck next time. She flies away in some grappling hooks, deals a bit of damage, and goes airborne. Passively, whenever she returns from being airborne, stuns the target for a turn. Level 2 more damage, level 3, 2 turn stun. Level 4 more damage and 3 stun. Level 5, a little bit more damage, but 4 big turns of stun. That's good stun for 7.
Well,
yeah. How much
That's
airborne?
Nice. It's still just 1 turn of airborne from what I can tell.
Not enough for my liking, but all right.
Well, no, you want her to come back quick, so she...
I want as much airborne as I can get.
Well, Colossus is your friend. Just keep chucking her in the air.
Yep.
She'll come down, the game will crash, but everyone will be stunned.
I'm down with that.
All right, the black is a passive. This is the Catwoman power, because apparently it's perfect. We need one of the 9 people who played Catwoman back with Adam West in time to do that. All right, at the start of your turn, if there are fewer than 1 of her black trap tiles on the board, make a black trap tile. When you match one of these, Blackout deals some damage and steals up to 2 AP in a random color. At level 2, it can be 2 or less of those tiles. Level 3 is more damage. Level 4, 3 tiles. Level 5, a little bit more damage. Green power for 6 green. Not a lot. That's nice. Claws out. Deal damage to the target if the target is stunned. Deal additional damage. Damage goes up as you level. At level 5, it's 4,570 damage to the target. If they're stunned, an additional 2,281. So it really looks, you know, it's got to be, I don't know, probably 5-3-5 on her.
I don't see how you could do anything but 5-3-5.
I mean, you want to get all that stun and then whoop them up with that cheap green.
Yeah. Well, if the stun's a bargain, the green's a bargain.
Yeah. Yeah, 7 and 6 are pretty good.
Yeah. That's good. Plus, I think there were only 4 different Catwomen back in the Adam West days.
I don't know. I only remember Eartha Kitt and... Julie Newmar.
Mm. Lee Merriweather and...
Oh, Lee Merriweather. She was the one that was in the long
the
movie.
The movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, and then there was... there might be no more or 1 more, I'm not sure. Just 3. Okay. Just waiting for that.
Shut up, Pierce. Black Hat, shield training. That's going to require you... Star-Lord, Legendary Outlaw, Wilson Fisk, and Ronin in that shield training.
Yeah.
That's rough.
It's really rough. I haven't been able to get any Ronin. I think I've got like 4 covers. My Sabretooth is better covered than Ronin.
You know, I don't know if I even have a Ronin at all, to be honest with you.
I have all 3 powers, so that's good.
I've got 1 green.
There you go. You're set.
So I'll maybe not be participating there so much. Let's see, there's a Black Cat and Foes Limited Vault. That starts on the 23rd, runs to the 27th. 80 things in there, legendary tokens, some support tokens, a random Black Cat cover, 2 random 4 stars from those 3 backup people, Ronin, Kingpin, and Star-Lord. Her story event, Infinite Pursuit, again starts tomorrow. Black Cat in the placement there. His shield training also starts tomorrow, runs to the 27th. Honor Among Thieves has her as a progression reward, and the Versus tournament is called Nine Lives. That runs the 23rd and 26th. You can get her in progression there as well. So, plenty of ways to get her. I won't achieve any of them, but there you go. Laurel and Hardy, Black Cat.
Cool.
Okay. That's all I got for news, so unless you guys got something, let's go to this movie thing where I can get yelled at.
No problem. I'm here to help.
We got that already? Okay.
Yeah, that happens after the news.
All right, so I think this one's going to be fairly straightforward. I mean, we'll probably argue, but, you know. So if we start off with the Rotten Tomatoes, the lowest three on our list, there's only seven left. The lowest three are First Avenger, Infinity War, and Doctor Strange. Now, my first comment is none of those should be in the bottom three.
I agree.
In my opinion, Guardians of the Galaxy, and I think Ian will agree.
Yes.
You'd be both be wrong.
Actually, I never mind. I did actually leave First Avenger in the list, and I moved Endgame down. That's my opinion.
Guardians of the Galaxy, First Avenger, and Endgame?
Correct.
You've won me over to your side.
Wait a minute. Aren't you the person who keeps telling me Endgame is the greatest film ever filmed?
It is. Nope. I am the person who's saying that. It is. It is excellent. However, hold on. And then I've got to examine something else before we move on. I have, you know, because we have been going, you know, kind of gruelingly over these. And I definitely personally preferred it over almost all the other movies that are remaining. However, I do recognize the folly of time travel, and I do recognize the folly of Alcoholic Thor.
Yeah.
Both on their own, so crushingly stupid, they would make a normal movie unwatchable, but that movie was so good, I just didn't even notice that other stuff was going on.
I truly enjoyed a lot of it, but yeah, Dude Thor, that puts it on the bottom of the list for me.
Right.
This week.
And I think I weigh it too heavily, not based on quality of the movie, but my reaction to the movie. Like that's that's the only time I've cried at a movie since Goblet of Fire. So that really, you know, resonated with me. It was very emotionally taxing. I found it in a very positive way. So, but I do recognize it as, you know, a 3-hour and 10-minute epilogue. It really was kind of a hacky story because of time travel.
I didn't think the time travel was that horrendous. I mean, ending didn't make sense, but...
Right. So,
it didn't ruin most of the movie. It just ruined the end.
It ruined none of the movie for me. However, I can recognize that, you know, it was... While it was the only... I don't want to say it was the only, but... It was lazy writing, but it was everything else was done so well. I didn't care. But, you know, for the purpose of this list, I'm happy with it being in the bottom three. Okay. Definitely Guardians, and probably I would say that First Avenger is neck and neck with Strange, but I'm going to go First Avenger. That Strange is a little better than First Avenger. So I like Ray's. I like Ray's list a lot.
Guardians is way better than you're giving it credit for.
No, it really isn't.
So again, so then. By all means, enlighten us. If it can't be in the bottom three now, what three movies are worse on this list than Guardians of the Galaxy?
It's getting tough.
Yes, it is. But apparently it's not.
I would prefer to watch Guardians over Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Okay. I definitely prefer it over Endgame.
Okay.
Boy, then Captain America's get rough because I enjoy them all.
Yeah,
I think I would enjoy Guardians more than Civil War.
Man.
But less than Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I just can't get on board with that. First, Doctor Strange was solid from like beginning to end.
Sure was.
Guardians, I can't get... I mean, it was a good, solid movie, but I just can't get behind that because there was too much like, you know, just lowbrow humor. I mean, and yeah, I know that's who the Guardians are, and it was true to the comic as far as that goes. It's just...
I'm a hick from the sticks, so I like lowbrow humor.
You don't know that it was true to the comic. You've never read a Guardians comic in your life, just like everybody else.
I did read a comic after the movie came out.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm pretty sure I've never read a Guardians comic. I just enjoy the movie.
I wanted to know what it was like, and it was similar to the movie. Now, granted, okay. I had the movie in mind first because I had already seen the movie, so...
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Infinity War is so good. Winter Soldier is so good. Guardians so good. That's probably my top three.
What we really should have done is gone through and, like, ranked them all and then just gone with the numbers, you know, overall as an average. But then you don't get the full discussion. But in any case.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, so you're going Endgame, First Avenger, and Strange. Is that where we ended up?
No. I totally disagree with that. Good try.
What was the third one?
Guardians.
Oh, right. I'm still totally not on board with that. But okay.
Ray and I are super on board with Guardians, but I will begrudgingly let you put it at number six or wherever it is. Number five, and then next week's 4-3-2, and then a winner will be declared.
That is correct.
Yeah, sure. Whatever order you want to put these in, it's all the same. But
they're all good.
They are correct. But all know right. full well that I enjoy Endgame more than probably every other movie on this list that isn't Winter Soldier. But I do recognize lazy writing when I see lazy writing. Had some lazy writing.
That's all right. You can go back again this weekend, Ian, in their quest to beat out Avatar. The movie's being re-released with an extra 2 minutes of extra footage in the credits.
Ooh, 2 minutes.
I don't even know if it's that much. It just says extra scene in the credits. Please come see it again. We want to beat Avatar.
I just read extra footage was put it back in. I did not read one, you know.
I don't know that it's 2 minutes. That's probably a big exaggeration. It just says extra scene in the credits. Please come help us beat Avatar.
Oh, that's really... Oh, well.
I'm fine with that. I might go do it just so that it does beat Avatar. Tired of hearing about
Avatar
that movie.
Avatar was not a good movie.
No.
It looked pretty as hell, but...
There is almost... Let me just check. I haven't seen The Incredible Hulk in a long time, but other than that, I would put any other movie on this list up against Avatar and expect it to win.
Oh, yeah. Avatar is just really good looking. Like, in 3D, it was amazing.
Was
the plot was not good. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Seemed to
it's
be poorly
written. It's still good at my house in 3D. It's real pretty.
Yeah, I don't remember much about that movie. I thought it was like...
Titanic on another planet.
Oh, see, I thought it was that Tom Cruise samurai movie on another planet.
No, that movie is dope.
Yeah,
that
I
movie
like that
is
movie.
Dope, but wasn't that the plot of Avatar?
I don't
we gotta
know.
Get
I've never
these
seen
aliens.
It.
We gotta get these aliens. Oh, wait, we're the bad guys. I should team up with them and stop us.
I don't know. It was just, dumb James Cameron love story put on a planet. I don't know.
Poor Avatar. Just go away. No one likes you.
Man, that's a lot of money spent down there at the Disney, though, on it. Smokes.
Well, they have unlimited funds, so.
They do.
They want
to
squander.
People wait 3, 4, 5 hours to ride that ride. It's crazy.
Disney, stop trying to make Avatar happen. It's never going to happen.
The next two are coming out, right? Avatar 2 and 3 on their way. Something's got to fund that new Cameron Terminator movie, so he had to sell off part of his soul for more Avatar movies, right?
Speaking of other planets, Craig something something Xandar?
Oh, we're moving on. Yeah!
I'm here to help.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, first out, shout out to Halston Sage for playing Dazzler on the big screen.
How long is that going to be in the script?
Because Allie lights it up! Well, she's the featured character this week, right? Deal with it.
All right, let's talk about everybody's light and sound-based favorite character,
Jubilee. Booyah!
Black, red, and green. Survivor, cost zero. Let's see if it does stuff. If Dazzler takes at least 400 damage for every 2 friendly strike, protect, or attack strike, protect, or attack tiles, up to 8 on the board, remove 1 enemy. That's a terrible power. That relies on a lot of stuff happening that is just inconvenient. Stun enemy for 1 turn. Woo! Let's move on to Dance Floor Queen. Sorry, I love Dance Floor Queen. It's like, how much do we have to add or subtract from this title to not get sued by ABBA?
She was the Dance Floor Queen.
Well out of her teens. Everything's right. Totally legal. Oh my goodness, she creates.
She's at least 18. In this bar, very legally. Yeah, yeah.
She creates 5. It costs 10. It's red AP. And it creates 5 strike tiles, strength 65. For every 3 red AP she has when this power is fired beyond the 10, create another strike. Create 1 strike tile with strength 37. But you could create up to 3 of them. So 5 65ers and 3 37ers.
This is so too expensive.
Ugh. Sounds of Light and Fury. Power 7, green AP. Tell me this one does something.
It does something.
Dazzler deals 564 damage and 118 additional damage for every friendly special tile, maximum 10, to the enemy team. Oh, okay, so it's AoE damage. That's a little better. For 7, she puts it. Ugh. What a 355er, but still, what a, sorry, dude. Like, I guess, like, I'm glad you're still happy that she's in the game, but.
I'm super excited that she's in the game. I just don't ever use her. She's not good.
Her green power actually does something. Like, it.
Yeah, it does.
The AoE is kind of nice.
Yeah.
I have her at the super unpopular 16 build popularity of 553.
Yeah, well,
Ray's got it at level 289. Like, Ray's killing it.
I don't understand why you didn't put your the numbers into green. Like, what's going on there?
I don't use her.
No.
I just wanted him to say it.
I mean, for the survivor thing to kick in, she has to be in front.
Right.
Invariably, anyone that I play with is going to be higher level than her almost all the time, so she doesn't tank any colors. I mean, it.
Right. So 355 does sound like a winner.
That is the correct answer, is 355.
I'm going to stick with
my... I just have not changed it.
001 build. Classic. I'm surprised I have Dazzler. Good on me.
Yeah, it is good on you.
Yeah, so there you have it. That is what sad times in Xandar. Dazzler.
Played by Halston Sage. Go see Dark Phoenix in the theaters right now. It might be out of theaters any second now, so please go see it.
Don't go see it. Go see Endgame a second time. I hear there's extra footage. All right.
Willie, what you got in the mail?
A bunch of listener comments. This week, I'm going to start on the D3 forum.
All right.
Zoot Sacks said that Ian was mixing up 3-star and 4-star Electra, which I
very
one,
likely.
I don't doubt,
I didn't know there was a difference.
Because I know that I was doing the same. 3-star Electra has the countdown on red that deals damage, while 4-star has the trap tile that deals damage and steals AP. And he also says, oddly, the 3-star also has the purple power that the 4-star version used to have prior to its recent rework. So, okay.
Recently reworked.
Yeah, that I like.
He says trademark. That he finds both versions of Electra very underrated, while at the same time not being great. So they're not as bad as most people say, but apparently they're still not great.
I use her every time I have to fight Cassilius.
Yes, absolutely I do.
I'm like, here, have all these tiles. Let me match them away.
He also said, even though I'm not necessarily agreeing with the collective choices, I've really enjoyed the movie segment. Once you finish it, I would suggest doing the same thing with non-MCU Marvel films. I don't see that happening, but
ooh, that seems like it could make the show dangerously long. I love the suggestion, though.
He says, I think it would generate interesting discussion of the films, while hopefully not involving as difficult choices, which you've complained about during the segment. So,
this week, on 3 Misinformed Dudes Argue About Movies.
If the name is X-Men is in the title, it's generally not good.
That's not true. 1 and 2 were pretty good.
1 is good, and then you go to, like, Last Class was good, or for Last Class.
Future Past was good. There were several good ones.
I don't know about several.
Yeah, I think so. Several.
I would agree. I think there were the most of them were pretty good. There were a few that were really not good.
Yeah, X3 is one of the worst.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah,
no,
that was
argument there.
Whew, no, that is a turd.
Really was a steaming pile.
However, the Old Man Meatbag movie, that movie's great.
Yeah, it was.
Solid. All right, moving on. Trigger Time said, I like the film discussion,
but I think too much of it centers around the arbitrary ordering, best to worst, where each film could be discussed on its own merits or lack thereof. Well, sorry. I think we kind of hit that a bit.
Right. We've gotten better. I mean, again, I'm glad everybody was enjoying it, or at least two listeners. But I tried to impart some logic into my selections this week.
tried to counter the Craig. No, that one sucks.
That's pretty solid, Craig. I figured that could have been either of you.
No, but some thought was put into it. I think we did better this week. In any case, he says, still a new listener, I've discovered that PW3 is a great thing to listen to while playing MPQ. Thanks. Wime Time said, for your 200th episode, if you can get the devs on and ask them what the primary focus until the end of the year is, and then he gives a whole bunch of examples like supports, champ rewards, new PvE, boss events, updates to the existing game, balance changes, etc., etc.
So Wime Time would like to know how that survey they send you shuffled out?
Right, yeah, which
okay,
I think we all would. He also said, a summer topic segment suggestion from the grill. Craig finds a grilling recipe online to discuss, and then one of the three have to try out the recipe before the next show and report back on how the grilling session went.
Okay, let's hold on. Not grilling. We're smoking. Big difference here.
Well, I think you could
And I'd like to point out, I'm a good cook. I make delicious tasting meat.
Let's not go crazy. Craig's briskets that he have made to date have been superb. I would in no way believe that Craig is a good cook. I believe Craig has mastered the three things he's willing to eat in this world.
It's probably more like five, but yeah.
Okay. That's fair. The five things Craig is willing to eat in this world.
I make great chicken wings. I make good, like, buttermilk fried chicken. That's real good. You know,
I've never
steaks,
had that.
Real good stuff.
Your wings are not good.
They're delicious.
They are well prepared, but they are poorly seasoned.
Yeah. You're the worst.
Your brisket's dope, though.
It was pretty tasty.
Yep. If I were watching that barbecue show, I would expect you to place in the top 15.
All right.
Better than that one kid who always falls asleep and finishes last.
Yeah. He wakes up 9 hours later. Oh, the temperature dropped to like 50. None of my stuff's cooked. Jerk.
Perondiac said there are 6 non-numbered episodes on the website. If we add the episode that you had to record twice, it puts you up to 203. Which, he says, was my squadron in the Marines. So high five.
Semper Fi.
All right. Attempted to apply to join the Alliance, but since my Alliance is mostly friends I see at a pub regularly, they'd probably kidney punch me if I left. To which one of his Alliance members says, beat it, sucker, I'll hold it down without you.
So there you go, a kidney punch and a don't let the door hit you on the way out.
But the slot did get filled, and we got quite a few people asking. So those who asked, I've put your name on a list, and I will, if we have another opening, I will go through that list before making a public announcement. So appreciate the quickness of the responses. D-Wing and the Wall of Text. He says, I know we've had the discussion about the plural of nemesis before. Ian's refusal to adopt it seems slightly off given how he seems to develop that kind of relationship.
He does have a lot of nemesis.
Yeah, do I not say that?
I believe the correct pluralization is nemesis.
Nope, oh. Still going nemesis.
Yeah, that's what I... I can't abide by that other one. These are from the same people that insist that it's Talos.
Yes, seriously.
No. I believe it's from the Greek, actually. But, okay. All right. Change of topic. Hansen / Nelson be darned. The hockey game should have led to Slapshot when Hansen came out. Old-time hockey. Does that make any sense to anyone?
Craig watches hockey.
Okay.
I hear playoff hockey's a thing.
I'm sitting there going with a Slapshot joke here.
Oh, is that a movie?
It is a movie.
Okay. I assume, like, Hansen was some sort of hockey player or something. I don't know.
Nope. The first part of it, with the Hansen and the other...
Yeah, that
Nelson
was just about the bands.
Yeah, when we were... Yes.
Samurai got the clip there for you.
Oh, good. I knew we would.
All right. So, have any of you seen Jake the Snake on his stand-up comedy tour?
No way.
I want to.
That can't be a thing.
I don't know. I'm just reading the text, man.
That would be amazing.
I would be sad.
I can't imagine how horrible it would be, but I want to go see this.
Yeah, I'm skeptical about this claim.
I'm sure there's going to be something in the Discord in mere moments.
Man, can that come to the local crappy local, what do you call it, comedy club here? The part-time thing at hotel every other weekend?
I would definitely go to see that.
Seriously?
Oh yeah, I would 100% come to that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
D-Wing also said you can hear Craig's soul die a little when the two times episode is brought up. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was super sad.
That you may be able to have heard Craig's soul die a little when we talked about it, but I heard Ian's complete death when he realized that we were going to do it a second time originally.
Oh, man. It was a bad time. The worst part about that whole thing that happened is that the first time we did it, Ian was like engaged and upbeat and had all these jokes and all this stuff, and it was great. But we did it the second time, it's not like everyone had just showed up at Ian's house and murdered all of his puppies in front of him. He's like, it's Ian. Like, it was like Rosie the Robot showed up.
Oh, Craig, we missed it.
What, was he touring in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, well, no, the close, but it, what's today?
The 19th of June.
Oh, no, on the 16th, he was up in Syracuse. That was plausible. He was in Albany and West Nyack, New York. that's it. He does not have any upcoming tours. And from what I've seen, it looks more like he is. I mean, he does some, you know, not traditional stand up. It's more of a like a spoken word behind the scenes.
It's more stories from my travels as a wrestler.
Yes, correct.
I would still see that.
I would too.
If I didn't have to drive all the way to New York, sure.
Yeah, if there were any upcoming events, I would. Well, those are gone. That ship has sailed.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like an act that should come to, like, one of the casinos, like, near Scranton or something. Like, I would go there to see that.
All right. Moving on. I'm going to finish up D-Wing's comments here. Craig sounds like he's starting to make every Dazzler appearance in every medium a shout-out to him. And I can't really prove that he's not right.
You wait until that new show comes on TV starring Dazzler. It's going to be glorious.
I'm pretty sure we'll hear all about it.
You will.
The movie debates are ridiculously entertaining, and none of the stomach-churning randomness of the Craig's piracy searches. Ian sounded like a septuagenarian. There you go. Close. Who can't find his World's Fair spoon collection when he lost track of the outro. Okay. It's very specific. So in the team-up segments gets to Melonhead, Gray Suit Black Widow, and Switch, will Craig want the Three Companies theme or the Charlie Angels one?
That's Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. That seems pretty straightforward.
Okay. And good job by Ray to make sure As Seen on TV got a shout-out. Thanks, and you're welcome. All right, that is it. That is what Wheelie has brought.
Thanks, Wheelie.
Thanks to Grinch for Google mapping our trip to go see Jake Roberts. Seems like it will take 5 hours and 9 minutes.
Oh, I'm not driving to Albany. No, thank you.
Oh, no, Ray's driving. He's got the Tesla, dude.
Yeah, but we'll have to stop four times to charge it. It'll take us like 7 hours to get there.
Yeah, it's got lots of charge. You have to stop one time to pick me up. You can charge it here while you're picking me up. Or near here. But by near here, I mean nowhere near here because I live in the sticks. We don't allow Teslas out here.
I thought your Sheetz has had a Tesla charger.
Oh, there's one maybe. Just to the east.
Okay.
I don't remember what the town is, but
either way, the show we're talking about happened yesterday. So unless Ray's Tesla can endgame us back a day, it's not going to happen.
It is a Tesla, not a DeLorean.
While it's back in time, it can put the Tesseract back together, put a soul back in the Soul Stone, give it back to Red Skull, and do all the other dumb things that happen.
Separate timelines.
Yeah. Except it's not, because then Captain America shows up at the end. So it's not separate timelines.
That's a time machine. It does just write itself.
Oh, man, that last scene made me sad. All right.
It's awesome.
Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump. You up.
You up. All right, let's see. Now, I'll tell you guys, especially Mystify, that I am mystified. I looked at this list. I don't think I know what a single person on the 4-star list does. Like, not one. Like, I think I've heard of Ant-Man. He's been around long enough that I've gotten to play him a few times. But let's start with the 3-stars. Maybe I'll do a little better. Gray Suit Black Widow. She's boosted. That green AoE that costs 12 billion is going to do a little extra damage, so use that. But she's really, I think the red might actually do a little more damage as well. Oh, Bullseye. Your strike tiles are going to get a boost, and you put out lots of them. Good on you. Dr. Doom, classic. If you manage to gather up enough pink to make that go off, it does a ton of damage, so it should do like a super ton of damage when he's boosted, and his attack tiles are going to be boosted a little bit. Nope, I was wrong. I don't remember what 3-star Gambit does.
Does anything.
His red does damage?
Yeah.
It'll do more damage? Yeah! Let's just leave it at that.
His red throws and some cards, his purple throws some cards. There you go.
Kinetic card. Let's see what Punisher. Again, a little more damage from his red, a little more damage from all three of his abilities, and they're all not very good. Okay, let's try to stay on script. This should help. Ant-Man. I remember him vaguely. He does... His purple does one thing where he makes attack tiles, and then he grows and punches you for a ton of damage?
Sure.
All right. I don't know what the other two things do. Let's see what they do. The blue deals a little damage, and you'll deal a little extra. And ants. The strike tiles that come out of there, better. Damage that comes out of there, better. Oh, Black
Panther.
Had
to turn that hobo over.
Yeah. He looked like an ordinary tramp, but when you turned him over, ants.
That's funny every time.
It really is. I miss East Germany's most disturbing home videos.
Leaving my Einspunkin.
Let's see what you do, 4-star Black Panther. Boosted special tiles, boosted fortified tiles. I learned things about fortified tiles when I was playing, Marvel Puzzle Quest the other day. For some reason, I thought fortifying a tile was similar to putting it in, like, a force bubble. And it really, like, protected that tile. It doesn't protect it from anything other than one level of match damage.
Right.
It was really disappointing when I saw it get overwritten and gobbled up. I was like, come on! It was in a little doubly lit up thing. And they were like, nope. Fortified. Does nothing. Also found out, Crimson Bands of Sidorak? What a good ability that is.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it just stunned for like 3 turns, and I thought, wow, this is a great ability. It eats up AP and does damage.
Yeah.
Every turn. That's outrageous.
What a great ability.
Exactly. Holy smokes. I was learning and playing things. Soon as Ray texted me and said, go play PvE and get a new outfit, I was like, all right, here we go. So anyway, protect tiles boosted, damage dealing, and his red looks like it does some damage. Depending on how many tiles you have. Get some more damage out of that. Oh, Domino, I remember one of your powers.
Avoid the Noid.
I remember that you... No, that's not going to be boosted. Let's see. Her red, it deals damage for each black tile that it blows up. So you'll get more damage per exploded black tile. Ugh, Ronan, I don't know anything that you do.
Nobody does.
Oh, he has a chance to keep dealing damage as long as the person he just dealt damage to dies. And the damage that he'll be doing to the dead or non-dead people should see a boost. His red attack tile will be better. And his disabling blow will deal some extra damage during its stun. Ray, I hear good things about this here Sabretooth feller.
Yes.
Go ahead, everybody in the chat. Pairs well with Okoye.
He pairs the best with Okoye. And I finally got a green cover for him, so I actually have all 3 powers now. But yeah, he does his red is amazing. 4 consecutive attacks.
So cheap.
Yeah. Super cheap.
6 red.
6 red, 4 consecutive attacks, all of them will be boosted. So that's exciting.
Boosted.
What else does he do? Hey, does his green deal some damage?
And some blood check. Deals,
yeah. Well, yes. But the damage is the only thing it'll be boosting.
Right.
The he does make some strike tiles and deal some damage with his happy birthday ability, which, while amusing, doesn't seem like everybody's favorite. That should have some weird ability where you can use it to insta-kill two-star Wolverine if he's available.
At least stun him.
Yeah. Stun him for the duration of his birthday.
Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, you put him in a hospital for a while.
Right. I would laugh. That'd be pointless. But anyway, he's boosted, so lots of pairing him with Okoye this week for extra consecutive strike damage. So, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. So thanks, as always, to Mistaf. Oh, what happened? Go ahead, Ray.
No, I was just... I was asked this last week if Sabretooth is better than America to pair up with Thorkoye, and the answer to that is no. I doubt anybody is going to be as good as America is with that team, but he's still solid. He's a solid number two.
Okay.
Mystify. All right, it's team up time with Ray.
Okay. I thought it was the synergy segment. Welcome to the synergy segment.
Yeah, welcome to the synergy segment.
I can't write that down. I don't know how to spell synergy.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the robot or the supercomputer that Jem uses.
Yes. It's spelled similarly, so if you know how that one's spelled, you could just copy and paste it.
I suppose I could. I still like team up time, because then I can hear DJ Poly D in my head.
Oh, we're never going to call it team up time again.
Yeah, only you will be using that.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Thanks, Synergy.
No, thanks, Unify.
All right, this week, and by now the people who listen to the edited version will know what the team up is, because that's right, it's Charlie's Angels. Somebody called for it, and that's what I'm going with. And that was decided, I think, 2 weeks ago. So in any case.
It just seemed logical.
Charlie's Angels consists of... First, Charlie, Professor X, as well as Scarlet Witch and Gray Suit Black Widow. Those are the two angels. Now, Charlie's Angels had three angels, but hey, we only get to play with, three characters. So, So the key here is, and again, we'll get away from Switch eventually, but the key here is the Scarlet Witch is purple, which, no, I'm sorry, not her purple, her blue. The key is her blue, which makes purple.
Correct.
So
Professor X's blue is also key.
True. So you've got a blue that just randomly creates purple tiles around a countdown that you throw out. That could easily generate a critical match. That critical match will cause Charlie's master plan, his blue, to go off. Whenever you make a match 5 or greater, generates AP in the team's strongest color and deals additional damage. And it's a significant amount of damage.
Oh my, yes.
And that makes purple, which fuels Gray Suit Black Widow. Her purple deceptive tactics allow you to put green tiles out, and you get to pick where they go so that you can again make some match fives, trigger Charles, and generate green for your sniper rifle, which is a tremendous AoE power that does a really good amount of damage to your primary target, as well as decent damage to the rest of the team.
Is it different? I thought it was even between all three targets.
Is it now? I don't remember.
I don't know, but she's boosted forever this week, so this week is a great way to test it out.
Okay.
Doesn't the target take more damage than the non-targets?
I thought the target...
It's possible. I don't know.
It's been a while since I've done Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, me too. But it's still a good team, especially if you're in three-star land, but you've got Professor X. This is a way to go. I mean, at some point, people were calling this Winfinite. Like, this was the team that you just used to just blow through multiple fights. You can use Black Widow's red to get some board shake. If you happen to get 12 red, it's not going to be a focus. But yeah, really good power. And if you get a ton of purple, or maybe if you get in trouble, you can use Charles's blind spot and go invisible so that
you can survive if you start, you know, if you face somebody that takes out one or two of your other characters. Go invisible. Chuck is hard to kill when he's invisible.
Yes.
So there you go. That is this week's synergy segment. I don't know. There's need something more. Synergy. In any case, that's the team up.
It's team up time featuring Ray. Just so you know, at level 5, her green becomes AoE. Prior to that, it is target-based.
Oh, and that is a good point. I did not mention any of the builds. That you should, I believe, Scarlet Witch is a 3-5-5. So, the Hexbolt you're not going to use, but it's all about that last 5 for the generation of the purple. Professor X is a 5-3-5, so that you got the match 5s, and you can throw out some different tiles when you fire off other abilities with his yellow. And then a 5-3-5 with Black Widow, because you need that purple and you need that green. So there you go.
Cool.
Thanks, Unify.
Yeah!
I couldn't remember.
No, that was a way to pull it out there at the last minute.
All right, Ian, do you have Steam open?
I can't say that I do. I think I just tried to open it, but I might have failed. I'm going to try again, just to make sure.
All right, because we're going OG, and we're going to open up some tokens.
I do remember that. Perhaps someone else can be the first opener this time.
All right, I'll poke Rescue with that giant hump she has on her back. It's a vulture. One fell swoop. Making my vulture level 302.
Ooh.
All right, I will go next. Let's see. I'm going to just bump her forehead. Yeah, that's where you go. I got a purple cover here. That is a Captain Marvel Event Horizon.
All right.
So that will take my Captain Marvel up to a 320. I still got a little bit of work to do on her.
All right, I will see if Ray's advice holds true, and I will poke her here in the chest reactor, because no one likes getting poked in the chest, and I don't want a 5-star. It's a 4-star. Whoa! In an unnatural surprise, it's 4-star Wolverine, whatever his yellow ability is. Hey, that takes him to a 5-5-3.
There you go.
The oldest of all 4-stars, finally within champ zone. Now I have to just play a little game and earn some ISO.
All right, thanks out to the original guy, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
It's called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. It is us partnered with several other podcasts to help fill your life and your interests and your commute with podcasting that you can stream on many different platforms. You can check out some direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can go to Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com for a complete archive of shows.
Right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Don't think so.
Well, no. No. I'm fine. Right. Thank you.
Everybody, thanks for joining us this week. As always, puzzlewarriors3.com is the home. Comments, suggestions, you know the drill, throw them at us. Go onto our page, click on Amazon, give us some pennies. Or go to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and give us more pennies.
Right. If anybody wants to hook me up with some berry, lime, or mango-flavored Pepsi, let me know.
Yeah. As I said earlier, two of those sound absolutely horrific. One of them sounds delicious.
Berry sounds fine.
No.
Only mango sounds gross.
Gross.
But I still want to try it.
Lime and stuff is good almost always.
Yeah, I agree. Lime sounds great.
Yeah.
I think berry sounds okay, too. I also think, now that I'm looking at it, Craig, you're a reasonable person.
I'm not, but go ahead.
How much do I want this old King Thor costume?
Mm.
Let me tell you ahead of time, it's a lot that I want it.
That makes you want it a whole lot more than me.
See, I want it a lot. Do I $9.99 want it?
I certainly don't.
But look at it.
I love that costume.
He looks like Odin. It's great.
I think that costume is fantastic. But, the hero points, and you do get 6 covers, but the covers for a character that there's, it's a 3-star.
Right.
You get a bunch of sleeves?
No. Well, yeah, but and he's got best of both worlds. He's got sleeves on one side and no sleeves on the other. Oh, man. Real money, though.
Yeah.
What kind of life am I living?
Apparently you're living La Vida Loca.
I guess. We'll see. I'll keep you posted next week.
Ricky Martin!
All right, continue.
All right! Goodbye for down the river, kids! Happy Halloween, ladies! Blah, 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 blah. Nuns. No sense of humor. Good night, everybody.
That was unexpected.
Wow. Oh, bye, friends.
Good night. I love that movie.